Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
By no later than April 19th, in every part of this country, every adult over the age of 18 or older will be eligible to be vaccinated.
That's 2 weeks earlier than President Joe Biden's initial deadline. On Tuesday, Biden also announced he's on track to meet his goal of 200 million shots by his 100th day in office, with 150 million administered during his first 75 days. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the government will not support a vaccine passport system.
As these tools are being considered by the private and nonprofit sectors, our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
Both Texas and Florida have executive orders banning the use of COVID vaccine passports. The storm over Georgia's new voting law is still brewing. When asked about Major League Baseball pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, Biden said Georgia needs to, quote, smarten up, unquote, to prevent companies from leaving.
When they, in fact, move out of Georgia, the people who need the help the most, people who are making hourly wages, sometimes get hurt the most. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or a group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment.
The controversial law requires ID for absentee voting, establishes limits on ballot drop boxes, and prohibits water and food from being passed out to voters waiting in line. The governor claims it strengthens voter integrity and expands early voting. The longest-serving member of Florida's congressional delegation, Democratic Representative Alcee Hastings, passed away at the age of 84.
Congressman Hastings was a dedicated public servant and leader. We are very thankful for his service and contributions.
Palm Beach County Commissioner Mac Bernard requested a moment of silence for Hastings, who was a civil rights activist and Florida's first black federal judge. In the 1980s, Hastings was removed from the federal bench over a bribery scandal. He's served in Congress since 1993, and his passing narrows the Democrats' majority in the House. A former HUD official with the Trump administration has been penalized for violating a law prohibiting executive branch employees from engaging in political activities while on duty. Lynn Patton is barred from federal employment for 4 years over a video featuring public housing residents she produced for the 2020 Republican National Convention. The State Department's considering joining a boycott of the 2022 Beijing Olympics over recent human rights violations and genocide in China. Spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. is discussing the matter with other countries.
We're talking about 2022, and we are still in April of 2021, so these games remain some time away. I wouldn't want to put a time frame on it, but these discussions are underway.
For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.